Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is based on 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 20 through 49, where we find that the Philistine giant, Goliath, has taunted the Israelite army, instilling great fear. The young shepherd, David, is visiting his brothers at the Israelite encampment. In verse 26, David asks, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" David said to King Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." In verse 40, we read that David took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. Then the Philistine came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you, and I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Then it happened, when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead so that he fell on his face to the ground.
David's short battle with Goliath was more than a fight between Israel and the Philistines. It was a defense of Jehovah's name against those who doubted him. As David pointed out, the only way a boy with a sling could defeat a giant warrior like Goliath was by the Lord's hand. And that's exactly what happened. In facing Goliath, David showed real courage and faith. But we see that what drove him to face the giant was righteous indignation. "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he's dared to defy the armies of the living God?" David believed that someone had to wipe away the reproach caused by Goliath's insults. Since no one else would step forward, he volunteered to defend Yahweh's name. At one point or another, those of us who are believers also will find ourselves in a situation that challenges us to stand up for the Lord. At such a time, will we listen to our fears and remain silent? Or will we represent God's name in the way in which He's called and equipped us? Our smooth stones are the truths from God's Word, which is the sword of the Spirit. Whatever the outcome appears to be, the battle is the Lord's, and He gives victory to the faithful.